There were some really amazing people in the audience. I was like, couldn't believe it. I saw some girls that were so awesome. They were like, they were doing all these like ghetto things. Like they were like, and I was like, yes, they understand that that's what I feel. Like it's complicated because I've never been like a, even from the beginning, like even when Beach House started in 2000, all right. Even when Beach House started in like 2005, which is when it started, because that's when Alex and I started writing. Like, I never was like a real folky type of person, ever. I never was. I was always into like many kinds of music. I was into metal, I was into stoner metal, you know, I was into R&B, I was into like rap music. I was always, I loved everything. And I loved old music too, the Zombies and all that stuff. But I was never like specific, you know, I was never a dainty person. But I ended up playing like, I felt Alex and I both loved organs and four track. So when I met him in another band, we started working on another band together, but very like within 6 months we were already like working on Beach House stuff because we had such similar tastes.
Right.
And it was like very apparent that there was going to be something coming out of that. I mean, we didn't know what it was. It was just like making music. It was really fun for us. It was very passionate. Anyway, cool. You can start your interview now.
Yeah. This was the coolest start of the interview ever. It just came from what you said.
I just realized that, like, seeing people, I'm a very, I love the universe and people, and I love humans, and I believe in, like, the, I just get a lot of energy from people.
Okay.
And a lot of the time when I write lyrics and stuff, it's like, I think a lot about, like, what everybody feels. Which is what I, but I think, you know, what I feel, but I try to make it like what everybody might feel. And I don't know if it hits anybody, but when I see people in the audience at festivals particularly, because it's very different than at a regular show. If you play your own show, it's your own show, so you know that everybody's there. But at the festival, you don't know that. Yeah. It's just like people could just be like, whatever. Like, I'm just here to, like, take drugs and be crazy. So it's very wild. It has a very wild energy. So festivals, you just kind of, you just do what, you know, you do what you do normally, but it, I don't know. It always feels a little bit wilder at a festival.
Thinking of you coming to Latvia, I was hoping for rain. No, really.
There's a lot of rain. So you got what you asked for.
I'm kind of a rain person.
Me too.
And Norway is a kind of rainy song for me.
That's good.
It was like the most beautiful rain I have seen.
So it was rain during
summer.
The song, and during, you were so
and
happy.
Only during Norway. And that was...
It
that
was epic
like
rain.
All the universe came down for us.
I'm very happy for you. So, because I noticed it looked like a... Because we had the thing over our heads, and I just saw the sheets of rain falling in front of us. And people didn't seem fazed by it at all.
This was my second Beach House experience. First was last summer at Primavera Sound.
We didn't have any stage... Normally, we travel with a stage show. Like, we have... We care a lot about stage shows. Like, we want to have... Like, Alex usually builds all of the shapes. Like, we have had fir trees. We've had pyramids before. Like, we never want to tour without something behind us because we always want to make sure that we... create like a complete show for people. Like the only reason that we didn't bring shapes with us is just because of it. Traveling to very foreign places is very difficult, and shipping things is very expensive, and it's very difficult. But in our hearts, like we would have loved to have had, you know, like pyramids with us or something else to just to make the most out of it. So I just hope that that a lot of energy came through, even though we didn't have what we had at Primavera, which was just like trees, or we had at Roskilde, we had like big pyramids at Roskilde.
Okay.
But I just hope that came across.
No, but what I thought, you were much colder on the stage back then on Primavera. Well, I could feel that you were really happy to be there. Was it true?
Here?
Is it true?
Oh, yeah, I was very happy because we stayed last night in Riga.
Okay.
And we had a great time. We went to this tiny bar called the... it's right across from the hotel that we're staying at, and it's we're staying at the Tallink something hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a bar across the street that's kind of in the basement, and it says it's Live Musica. And what it is actually is karaoke, and the people, but they sing to you. They don't, you don't do any karaoke. They just sing. And it was lovely, and I danced with a woman from Malta.
Wow.
And it was, and Dan, our drummer, who we've been touring with since 2008,
yeah,
who's great. He danced with this woman from Malta, and it was a really beautiful experience, and we just have had the best time here.
Okay. Well, in a minute, the radio listeners will hear some highlights from your set. Did you play any new stuff
we
today?
We played two new songs, and I can't tell you the titles yet because I want it to be secret because I'm a very private.
Okay.
I like mystery. I want it to be saved for the future, but I have to say that playing the new songs in front of the Latvian audience was really great because I got a lot of information from them, especially from the women, and it made me very happy and very excited about making, because we're writing a new record right now.
Okay.
And that's mostly what we've been doing. Like, this tour that we're on right now is, it's in Latvia, we're going to Istanbul tomorrow, and then Dublin and London and Barcelona and Japan. So it's a kind of a very crazy, all over the world type of tour, but it made me really excited about just keeping, you know, continuing writing, because, you know, for us, it's we never want to do anything that doesn't feel right. You know, like, we would never like play a show or write a record if we didn't feel like we had that energy behind us. You know, we don't ever do anything we don't want to do. And it was a beautiful night tonight for us. No record label. No, like, we are very independent people.
Mm-hmm.
We live in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a very like underrated city. It's almost a provincial town. It's not a big metropolis. You know, it actually may have more in common with Riga than other places. It's a city that's been abandoned by a lot of people, and it has a lot of poverty, and it's very violent, and that's where our home is, and it's a good place for us to create art, which is what we always look for when we're making music, you know.
And about not doing what you don't want to do, the first time we met, but you just didn't know, was at the Grizzly Bear show at Pogel Pop, I guess 2008.
Okay.
And you came on the stage to sing 2 weeks. And with your voice, I think a lot of people are calling you and asking you, please collaborate. How do you choose the projects where to sing?
I chose to collaborate them based on the fact that I'm very good friends with the guys in that band, and for me it was more like hanging out with them. It's not like a move. It's more of like I'm good friends with Ed and Chris Baer, who's the drummer in that band, and you know, they asked me to, but I'm very picky about collaborations. Like, I don't like the whole idea of cameos and all that stuff. Like, I don't want to be cheesy with it. I really only do things if I like it, you know, or if I want to.
Okay.
So I won't do many things like that.
Okay.
If I do, it's only with people that I really like. I don't, because I'm not trying to do it because of popularity or anything. Like, I think that things should be, you know, meaningful, tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this world where it's like so much music, like you should try to just do things that are good.
Okay.
And yeah, I feel right.
I see. And the last thing, thank you very, very much for taking time and talking with me. And thank you for coming to Latvia. And
thank you for having us in Latvia, because it's been incredible.
And when, maybe you can tell me, when will I get a new vinyl of Beach House?
We're going to record at the end of September.
Okay.
And I don't know when the record will come out.
Okay.
But I know that we're going to spend 7 weeks in Texas making a new record.
Austin?
Outside of El Paso.
Okay.
In the desert. So that's where we're going to be, making a new record. So I don't know when it will come out.
So probably 2012.
Sometime.
Okay.
You never know what will happen.